this morning. Very happy to feature the founder of Dogma Animal Rescue, based in Monterrey. Dwayne Ledward is here. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for my puppy. Let's just get that done out of the way.
You are welcome.
She's a cutie. And there are a lot of other things going on, including the fact that you've just come down from Monterrey.
Where
is kind of the basis of Dogma Animal Rescue. One of the things that I found very unique about your organization was that you really, among other things, specialize in rescuing pregnant dogs.
Yes.
So that when you rescue one, you often rescue 5, 6, 10 animals altogether.
That's right. We take a lot of pregnant dogs, and we also take dogs that have newborn litters that find themselves in shelters. The general public often doesn't see these animals because they never make it to the front of the kennels. It's kind of our niche. We take all kinds of dogs, but we really focus on the pregnant dogs.
Yeah, that's pretty astounding. And I know, Larry, you've got a question too.
You know, it's hard enough to get myself out the house and the kids and everything else when we have these storm problems. I'm assuming when it comes down to storms and evacuations with animals, you got to have a plan in place.
We always have a plan in place. When the Valley fires happened a couple years ago, we evacuated animals from Lake County down to Sonoma County. And during the floods this time, we had everyone on standby so that we could move dogs from Sonoma County up north to Lake County. And it's really pretty easy. I just get a hold of the fosters, and when there's emergencies going on, I tell everyone who's available to call in.
Now, we should tell people that Dogma Animal Rescue is basically made up of this network of foster families. So you find the animals that need to be rescued, and then immediately they're delivered to these families who are kind enough and have enough love in their hearts and space in their homes to take on these dogs, really no matter what their age and sometimes no matter what their medical condition.
That's right. And we do get a lot of senior dogs as part of our program, but you know, puppies are fun, and puppies are a great opportunity for families with children. And I will say this, when you have a litter of puppies, that first 6 weeks is pretty easy and not a lot of work. But the last 2 weeks, between 6 and 8 weeks, that's kind of a lot of work.
And I would have to extend that for a couple more months, at least in terms of puppy behavior. But, Dwayne, you've got a number of programs that you are expanding on in this year, 2017. What are they?
We do. Well, first of all, we have our adoption program, which is really the meat and potatoes of our group. But we also have a special needs medical program for dogs that find themselves in the shelters with major injuries. We just had a dog 2 days ago that had a femur set and two knees replaced. And
wow.
So she is now in recovery. Her name is Dixie. She's very cute. We also have our Dogma Senior program, where we will take elderly dogs from the shelters, and you know, often these dogs just have medical issues, so we'll get them proper vetting. And with that program, we adopt them out to the community free of charge to qualified applicants. This year, we have two new programs. We're trying to focus more on our community, so we have a program called the Dogma Pals program, where we support a couple nonprofits in Sonoma County, Pets Are Loving Support and the Josie Memorial Pet Project.
Yeah.
And these are two groups that support animal rescue, but they don't actually produce revenue. So our goal for this year is to share a little of our adoption revenue with them to keep them going.
That's great.
Yeah, they really need help. Our biggest and most ambitious program this year is our community alteration program, and that is set to focus on West Sonoma County, the lower river communities of Rio Nido, Guerneville, and Monterrey. And we're going to be providing free alterations for cats or dogs this year.
You know, that's huge, because a lot of people can't afford to get their animals neutered, their pets neutered. So this is a huge program.
It's a good program, and we're very fortunate to live in a community where we don't have tons of puppies and pregnant dogs and feral dogs running around. And the key to keeping that is to make sure that all of our pets are altered, and we're going to do our best on the Lower Russian River to make that happen.
And tell us about the three things that you need from us, KSRO listeners.
Oh, well, we are always in need of donations to keep the rescue afloat. The more we can get, the more help we can do. And we are always in need of foster homes. The more fosters we have, the more animals we can save. And of course, we need adopters. But what we would really love to do is we need to get a new fence for our main fostering facility. So that's something that we're trying to accomplish in 2017 or 2018.
Okay, so Dogma Animal Rescue needs a new fence. I bet we've got some folks out there that are listening this morning who can probably help with that. email address, Dwayne?
Our email address is dogma@dogmaanimalrescue.org. And our website is dogmaanimalrescue.org.
And you're on Facebook. You're all over Facebook, too, because that's where I found you.
We are on Facebook, and we have a lot of fun on Facebook, so check that out.
Yeah, so that's Dogma Animal Rescue. Dwayne, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for everything that you do for those critters.
You are welcome. It is good work.
And thanks for Angie, too.
She's a cutie.
Yeah. 23 hours of the day, she's the Tasmanian devil. But 1 hour, she's touched by an angel. So it all works out in the end, right?